Proclamation number 8055 of 5th of December, 1961. Testing of the will of the first created being. A being was once created by me which has now become my most bitter enemy and adversary. This being likewise emerged from my love. It was put forth as the first being by me because I wanted to create a vessel for myself into which I could let my love flow. My love was exceedingly great and it wanted to communicate. And since my will alone was sufficient, I created an image for myself, a being which was exceedingly perfect, which I was able to radiate with my strength of love and which, like me, was now to create and work for its own happiness. I wanted to give myself away. I wanted to find a resonance for my immeasurable abundance of light and strength and thus created a being which could catch this flow of love, a being in which I could recognize myself, which was my image. And all my love was directed towards this being. I made it happy and found my own happiness in this happiness. It stood in the highest abundance of power and strength. It was a reflection of myself which, being exceedingly perfect, also carried the same will and creative urge within itself and was now incomparably blissful with me. And this being was active. Its immeasurable strength urged it to create identical beings. Its will used the strength flowing to it from me and again gave rise to new beings which, like it, were supremely perfect. For only perfection could emerge from my strength of love, and the first created being was of the same will as me, in the same light, and was united with me in deepest love, so that supreme bliss filled this being and it expressed its bliss again and again by creating beings identical to it. It was a state which could have lasted forever and yet did not remain so. For everything created were works of my love. It was perfect because nothing imperfect could come forth from me. My love for the first created being was overpowering and its love also belonged to me, whom it certainly recognized but could not behold. I constantly beamed my love at this being but I did not force it to return the love to me in the same measure. Instead, I made the reciprocation of my love freely available to it. I had created the being with free will because free will inevitably belongs to perfection. My will was indeed apparent to the being at all times. It was, as it were, anchored in my word, through which the Creator's communication with his created being was established. The word was the thought which had become form, which radiated into the being in which the being was also able to reciprocate, so that the most intimate exchange took place between us, which made both the being and me immeasurably happy. And thus the being knew about my will and in its love completely entered into my will. 5th of the 12th, 1961, and now I wanted to test its love. It was to provide me with the evidence that its love for me entered into my will in completely free will, although it could also think and want differently, because as a divine being it was not subject to any coercion, because love was the only thing which could have determined the direction of its will. My first created being had created countless beings of the same kind out of its will using my constantly flowing strength of love. And its will was always in unison with mine because deepest love united it with me. And these acts of creation made the being immensely happy. It constantly received strength of love and constantly used this strength of love in my will. Until I demanded the decision of its will from it in all freedom. I.e., it became aware that it could also work on its own authority. That it was not hindered in any way because it was not subject to any limitation. Because it was a free being which was only bound to me through love. And since the being was able to receive the thoughts flowing to it from me. My word. Flowing to it from me and take a position on them itself, it was also possible for it to view them negatively. That is, to oppose them with his free will. And so it also came to terms with the thought that despite its highest abundance of light and strength, despite its highest perfection, it was always only a recipient of strength, but not a source of strength. To mentally adjust itself to this was my test of will, which the highest spirit of light truly could have passed if its love so filled it that it would have submitted itself to me as its creator in free will, which, however, would never have been detrimental to its ranking because my love for it was so great that it would never have needed to feel its dependence on me. But it would have still increased in its bliss through the past test of will, in its perfection, which was now no longer just my work but had also been proven by itself as its own will. But the being failed. It became my adversary out of the spirit of light, Lucifer. He could not see me, but he saw the army of beings he himself had brought into being, and he was aware of its immense power, and this awareness made him become arrogant. He exalted himself and rejected any further illumination of love on my part. This turning away from me was a process which lasted for eternity and which can only be depicted to you humans, for the spiritual motives cannot be explained to you in a comprehensible way as long as you dwell on Earth. I had created an image for myself which turned itself into the opposite and was also able to do so despite all abundance of light because it was a completely free being which was in no way subject to compulsion or limited in its thinking and willing. Nevertheless, its fall and also the fall of countless beings into the abyss is the path to the highest perfection. Because it creates the possibility of transformation into gods. Which I could never create because the created being's free will has to accomplish this itself. The product of my love turned away from me. In its original substance it was love itself which turned away, which no longer gave itself away but desired to possess. And which therefore completely contradicted my fundamental nature. Yet it was my emanated strength of love which irrevocably has to return to me according to the order of eternity. But first the being must have changed again, and it must accomplish this change in free will. And every once fallen being will also reach this aim, even though eternities are necessary for this. Even the first created being, which my infinite love had externalized from me, will accomplish this transformation in itself, and it will be able to enter into highest glories. But before that it will serve me as an antipole because it has shaped itself into it. For his kingdom also serves me, he himself also works with. Even if unconsciously. In the perfection of all spiritual things. Amen.